You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, and this is not that show. It's Into the Winklerverse. Tim? Welcome into the Winklerverse. Tim, you're supposed to take that part out. Grant Bills alongside. Paul Himmig is here. I did do a quick, it was a good 30 minutes. That's digestible, and today's probably too long. But I was talking about what to expect this week with the Brewers-Cubs series. And then also I was looking at some trade deadline stuff.
Yeah.
And since then, Emmanuel Classe is – that's fucked up. And yeah. Also, Danny Jansen is the Brewers' typical red-bearded guy for 2 weeks that'll hit a home run. Nate Orff, you know, who is the – Eric Sogard.
He better be – He has got to be better than
this guy. Ain't gonna be on the team on fucking September 1st.
He's the backup catcher now. What are you talking about?
Why is he that big of an upgrade
over Grant? Haas? Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah,
he, I mean, he's from Appleton, so
I think you have a misread on this one, Mr. Winkler.
Well, maybe. Also, the other big news: Kyle Kuzma is gonna wear Damian Lillard 0. That's fucked up, right?
Well, let me tell you the worst part about that. The worst part about that is that the Bucks, if they had intentions to trade him in the next 2 months, would not be like, hey, switch your number.
Yeah.
So, to me...
Unless he's like, hey, I want to switch my number, and they're like, if we tell him no...
He knows he's getting traded.
But, I mean, you know, the worst part about that is every single person who got hyped enough to buy Damian Lillard jerseys...
Yeah.
Is now walking around with a Kuzma jersey. And they would have never paid for that.
Yeah.
I'd rather, you know, Lillard jerseys are already, but it's still like a, you know, it's like Remember Andrew that? McCutcheon Brewers jersey. It's like he was here.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I mean, it didn't work, but he was here. But now it's not cool because now it's Kyle Kuzma, at least for the interim.
There's more than a non-zero cost. Financial cost to a player changing their jersey number. So, like, it's not for better and for worse, mostly the latter. Kuzma's a buck to start the season. So, prepare accordingly.
Well, I don't think anybody, I mean, do we still have pipe dreams he's getting traded? You think we're trading Kuzma for Kuminga or some shit?
I don't even know if I would. I like Kuminga, but he's a 32% low volume 3-point shooter. I don't think you can. The people who are talking about Kuminga on the Bucks, I mean, I get like adding a talent, but I never thought the fit made sense.
The words that you just used, what is it? Adding a talent. What is that?
It's good to add better players to your roster.
Interesting.
However, spacing, fit.
Basketball stuff, in other words.
Make Kuminga a questionable fit back to you.
Interesting. I mean, I don't think either of them.
Bart, do you know what? I'm on the rooster. Do you remember what that's from?
I know they've come to stop the rooster.
Hey, I don't want to get you monetized. That
who
one
sings
little,
that, by the way? Oh, yeah, the rooster. That's stop. Your guys'.
Stop.
Who is that? Alice in Chains?
Alice in Chains. Yeah.
Oh, it might be. Bart, I thought of you this weekend. I had a buddy in Hayward. I said, what?
I named her. I met a girl named Alice in Chains once. Just kidding.
There we go. I thought of you this weekend because I was running aux on the speaker and some guy's like, can you play some Death Cab or some Postal Service? I said, as a matter of fact, I can. I have a couple songs bookmarked because once upon a time I listened because Bart said they were good and they're fine.
What'd you hit him with? A little Soul Meets Body?
Something Here to Forever, I think, by Death Cab.
I want to hear it forever.
And then Something Sleeps, The District Sleeps Alone Tonight.
That one is my number one. That's Postal. That's what got me into all this in the first place. A vinyl sticker with big black letters adhering to my chest to tell your new friends I'm just a visitor here. I am not permanent. Oh, my fucking Christ. It's poetic.
I would agree. Postal, even. Anyways.
It's not as good as the recent single that you produced, but it's close.
Yeah, about that, I do have a buddy that wants to Postal Service it with me, and he already laid some music down. And he says, it's not as Death Cabby. It's more, what did he say? I don't know. But then I was talking about this on the air, and then someone's like, dude, send it to me. I will do it. And I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this shit.
Adam Roberts.
There are some great videos online when there's like a viral. So in my heavy music world, like someone will like scream in a viral video, like, why did you? And then someone will go, gung, 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 gung. You know, and they'll just like metal the fuck up.
Those are good.
Those are great.
Sometimes people will send me Facebook messages and we can go 20 deep and I've never responded. At what point do they just like stop?
I think this is probably why they call you on Facebook, apparently, which is a thing at 2 a.m.
Some guy said it's my birthday, gave me a shout out on Twitter DM, so I did.
I think I heard that.
Now he's asking for a shout out every night.
Because you also like promoted his channel, didn't you?
Well, I don't know what the hell he was up to. Paul, it was Friday. I didn't give a shit.
I feel like that might be a common theme. Is like, fuck it.
Well, that last hour on Friday, you might as well just air trash burning.
Bart, I'm very complimentary. I have to ask you this. I almost clipped it and shared it with you guys, but I didn't know how to play it off. I'm very complimentary of your work. You know this, publicly and privately. What's the thing that you would say is your biggest opportunity as a radio show host? What's the thing you would like to get better at? The thing that you would consider your weakness? As a solo radio host.
Oh, I don't like what? I don't like this.
I didn't think you would, but I'm just curious what you think it is. Because you're, I tell you all the time, like you're.
This is a job interview question.
Just answer the what. Do
what's
you
my think? Weakness? My weakness is that I care too much.
No, I mean more specifically.
No, that's not true.
Okay, I'll.
My weakness as a solo host?
Yes. I said, I said opportunity. That's how you say it today, nowadays. It's not a weakness. It's an opportunity for improvement.
Well, why don't I listen to yours first?
You only have one, right? Because everything else, absolutely 12 out of 10, right? When you had a fill-in host, a fill-in producer last week, Thursday, Friday, or something like that, and it was the guy who was at the NBA Combine in Vegas. And the way you asked him questions about it, I don't know if you were in a mood or you just were just frozen, but it was like you had never asked a question before in an interview. I have to show it to Grant, because it was like, did you talk to people there?
Were you talking about Summer League? I would know what to ask someone about Summer League.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I couldn't tell if you were like...
I need to find this interview.
You're pissed about this. Tim! Cut this.
No, I don't know how to respond.
I'm going to compliment you for the rest of the show just to know that I'm... Just so you know whose team I'm on this. But yeah. Team Bart!
I stand with
you. I don't
you,
like, I you know right, that. I don't like being so, I don't like being solo.
Yeah. I think the thing about chemistry with the people that you either co-host with or who produce for you is it's not an overnight, you know, it doesn't happen instantaneously. It's an organic process. And so like when you are with Carlos, just like when you got into a good rhythm with Chuck and that you did with your little potato wedge or with Horvat, like that's great.
I would actually prefer to be the second chair.
I think you've gotten actually the talking to yourself thing, which you didn't really do a lot. You know, you always had Chuck, Horvat, Toby, even like Tim. But you've gotten really good at the.
I was thinking the same. I was going to say shit. I mean, even Tim.
no offense.
Tim called in last night, like Adam drunk Robert. After the Brewers game. And he had like, he was like 20 times better on the phone than he is popping on here. I told him that. I'm like, Tim, Jesus, bring this to the podcast. He's breaking shit down.
Is he at the game?
A lot of times, Paul, you know what I do? Grant, do you do this? I don't know. I feel like, you know, we talk about severance a lot. But I do feel like I just flip and then I end the segment. I'm like, don't know what I said. Don't know how I said what I said. And the thing that bothers me a lot is I think a lot of times I have segments and as I'm talking, you know, I don't write even an outline. I just write. And it's fine to write an outline. I mean, I used to. It's mm-hmm. fine to do that. I have an outline in my head of like where I want to go. And then at the end, I'm like, okay, try to wrap it back. But I'm doing a lot of it on the fly. And sometimes I'll say to Carlos, I'll go, that sounded like I wrote that down. But I didn't. Because there are some people who read and you can tell they're reading. Yeah. And I don't like that. But if that's their way, look, that's their way. But I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Generally,
no, sometimes I will. If I'm reading, it's what ChatGPT told me to say in the Bartometer.
We stuck on you and your ChatGPT.
I asked it this morning about a dream I had.
You could pay $40 a month for Grok 4.
I'm pretty good with ChatGPT.
Is that a free?
I was talking to another buddy about it, and the guy goes, because he uses it a lot. And so I'm like, okay, I'll get it on my phone. And then I'm like, dude, it's really like helpful. Like it's like telling me. And then he goes, not only that, it doesn't make you feel bad for asking the questions. Huh. And it's like very friendly. And then, you know, I'm asking ChatGPT about my dreams, which after 20 years or however long it's been of my wife knowing me, I mentioned the word, I had a blank in the morning. And she's like, don't tell me. She don't care about my dreams. I go to ChatGPT and it's like, it's very sensual with me about how it understands my dream. And I'm like,
oh, wow,
fuck. When my wife goes to work today, I'm going to be, you know, doing naughty things on incognito mode. It's just going to be asking ChatGPT about my dreams. Going hand down my pants.
There you go.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. What do you got, du jour?
You guys want to do what's hotter for your thoughts right now? You want to do some Packers or some Brewers?
Both are equal. I'm fascinated equally by both, Paul.
Bart, flip the coin. Tiebreaker.
Don't ask ChatGPT, I swear. Just give an answer.
Pick a number 1 through 7.
4.
Packers.
Packers.
Ottawa's Brewers.
Where can we start with Packers? I have a couple here. We'll start micro. You are verging on the how can I say this? You are verging on being out on Marshawn Lloyd.
Starting with Marshawn. Well, let's do the Brewers.
I have some quick ones. I said I have some quick ones. These are micro ones. Go.
I don't know anything about Marshawn Lloyd except he's maybe hurt for a long time.
Well, I mean, it's nothing against him, but like
I was never verging in on Marshawn Lloyd. I'm not you that has, you know, fantasies over third string running backs.
Sorry that it's not something I ask my ChatGPT about your dreams. Grant, you host a local radio show.
I do. I talked about this yesterday. I'll talk about it more tonight. It sounds like Marshawn Lloyd was hurt before Nate Hobbs hit him.
Ooh, now I'm in.
Groin injury, Bart.
Ooh.
I know that you're too small potatoes for you, sir.
Could be a little gout. Get a little HGH lotion on that.
I am out on Marshawn Lloyd. It is on him to get me back in. I'm not verging on out. I'm already out. He had a bunch of different injuries in college. Last year, he had a hammy, a hip, and then an appendix. And now through camp, he's had a groin. And he did one padded practice and got hurt before he had a chance to actually take a hit.
Yeah.
Is he the backup running back?
He should be.
Yes. In theory, that would be him. Yes.
Every camp, there's like that third guy that emerges. He rips up, you know, Craig Lumpkin rips off a 57-yarder in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. And we're all like, oh, this guy could be something. And they're never anything. And we've got a guy in Jacobs who's going to run the ball 350 times.
Hopefully.
Backup running back could be a tree stump for all I care.
Emmanuel Wilson. He was pretty good last year. Got better as the year went on. Chris Brooks, they like him a lot.
Another guy, Chris Brooks, same thing. Plus, aren't we running somebody out of the backfield?
Who, Jaden Reed?
I don't know. Golden, isn't he going to be a backfield guy too? Isn't that part of his thing?
We'll tape a Randall Cobb. Matthew Golden did run a jet sweep the other day. They have been known to do it with Reed. It's just Marshawn Lloyd is a third-round pick. And then after that draft pick, everyone was like, well, a lot of people are saying they got the best running back in the draft, which reminds me of the Kylan Hill draft. And everyone's like, actually, I think one of the Packers' best picks of the draft was the 7th rounder, Kylan Hill. He sucked ass, too. He didn't just suck. He had like a crummy attitude. They cut him in the middle of the year because he thought he was too good to be a kick returner. Or he was unhappy with his role. I don't know.
It's totally different reasons, but it just kind of reminds me, vibes-wise, 2013 when the Packers drafted Jonathan Franklin. Remember Jonathan Franklin?
I remember when he fumbled in Cincinnati. I was at that game and the stadium shook so fiercely, I thought we were falling over.
Hmm. Jonathan Franklin suffered one brutal career ending injury, though.
I was gonna say, it's not
Lloyd is just like, he's had like a dozen different things going back to college. Like they just drafted a walking urgent care. I don't know. So yeah. I am out. Yes. And it is incumbent on him to get me back in.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a stronger take than I expected. I mean, I'm certainly verging on it. You know, it's one of those, like, if you're not even on the field to be the backup for year two.
Well, Bart, what do they say about playing in the NFL?
The most.
Well, the best availability is mobility.
Agree. There you go.
Who plays for which team now? Mobility.
Rice.
Rice. I'm verging on it.
That YouTube short performed pretty good.
Bart is a national radio host and will not lower himself to these type of questions.
No, I will say, here's a okay. this Bull Melton situation is by far the most interesting situation at camp.
Okay.
Interesting.
I remember when I brought this up here, and your comment when I said, like, oh, his brother is an all-pro corner in Arizona. You were like,
Max Melton.
You were like, now you're acting like, oh, yeah, this is common information. At the time, you're like, why would I know that and why would I care? Like, you literally said,
you think I don't know about the Melton family tree?
Well, now you do.
Paul, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you were at Summer League, did you see anybody?
You went to Summer League?
No.
He's replaying his interview.
I feel like an idiot.
You dumb shit. All right, here's the
you
one
would go get. To Summer League though, and it would be. Oh, and yeah. By the way, you'd go without telling us. That's totally something you'd do. You'd go for a week and you'd tell nobody.
Yeah,
sounds about right. I like.
And that. You'd still do this show with a. You'd tape your background. You might be fucking there right now.
It's very possible. Yeah. It's very possible. I won't say one way or the other. I will say the. I did a lot of NFL draft combines, which were fine, but the coolest thing I ever got to do, probably one of my favorite things I got to do in the sports reporter era, was one NBA draft combine in Chicago. And that was the John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Paul George, Gordon Hayward draft.
What a draft it was.
It was very, very fun. Memorable for me. I would do that again. And I would go to Summer League and I would let you know 2 years after that I did that. And I would let Bart interview me about it like only he can.
Man, you're a reader. Very harsh.
I was going to drop it and then you brought it back up. I should have recorded it. It was my mistake. All right, we're going to do the topic that we had to get to on Packers, seeing as you ambushed the micro question. $1 million if you're right. Nothing if you're wrong. The Packers' leading receiver, and you can include running back, you can include tight end. Which category do you want to do it in? Do you want to do it as yards? Should we say yards?
Yes.
The Packers' leading pass catcher in yards this season, $1 million if you're right, nothing if you're wrong, will be Jaden Reed. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
Bart, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jaden Reed. That's the name that I had in my head. I think Golden will have a pretty nice year. I think Jaden Reed obviously has familiarity. Dubs is going to be a guy who catches 6-1 game to the next.
Yeah, yeah.
Wicks will be a big play guy. I like Jaden Reed to be the guy. And then the other guy I would say is maybe even Tucker Kraft, but I don't want to put too many eggs there.
I was like Kraft – Golden Reed was sort of like how I was going to tee up the question. Grant, the Packers leader in receiving yards.
Golden's going to catch a lot of passes that end up coming to him like this. And Reed's going to catch a lot like this.
This is especially good for your audio listeners.
So Jordan Love's going to throw a lot of deep balls to Golden that will be underthrown that he will have to come back on. And Jaden Reed is going to be the guy who's catching the 12-yard outs.
Grant, it'll be Jaden Reed, mm-hmm, or mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Your $1 million is on?
Romeo Doubs.
Whoa!
And I don't think it's going to be by a large margin. I think he will quietly, sneaky, just have 100, 200 yards more than the next guy, and we'll look back at the end of the year and go, son of a bitch, he was kind of that guy all along.
Grock says...
Really?
Really? Jaden Reed is the safest bet to lead the Packers in receiving yards in 2025 due to his established role and upward trajectory.
Why don't we expand the show where it's me, Grant, you, and then over here can be Grock.
Mm-hmm. Jaden Reed is the safest bet to lead the Packers in receiving yards. However, Matthew Golden's speed and first-round pedigree make him a serious contender, especially...
Well, we'll make it sound like a woman. We need more representation on this podcast.
Sure. By the way, a name not mentioned, Grock goes on to say, if Christian Watson returns fully healthy, he could also compete for the top spot.
No.
But his injury history makes this less certain.
There was a tweet, you saw that one, I sent it to you, I think, the Marquee Sports Network, when Mizorowski overthrew the guy at first and said, looking just like Jordan Love. I think the main reason that I hate that kind of tweet is I feel like, I don't know if Chicago media is dumb. They might be. But I think that they think their audience is dumb. Like they pander to the lowest common denominator of their audience, which when you have a bigger melting, I mean, you have a bigger pot. There are more Chicago fans than there are Wisconsin fans because of the population.
Yeah.
So you're always playing to the dumbest possible person. And I just, that I think that's what angers me so much about the rivalry is it's just like the dumbest voices become the loudest. Thank you.
Play to that crowd.
I mean, there's also so many Cubs fans who follow that account who are also Packers fans. So that's the other.
I mean, I was very sad about Ryan Sandberg. I am still sad about Ryan Sandberg.
May I say something that's adjacent to your death threat take that I also wholeheartedly agree with is, I don't know. So Marquee or the Cubs account tweets out a nice graphic or a nice statement about Ryan Sandberg last night, right? Like during the game. And I saw all these Cubs accounts quote tweeting it like, look at the trash Brewers fans. What a fan base. Just read the replies. These people are the worst. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll give it a look. And then I scroll through and there's like two Brewers burners that are like, but what was the score?
I didn't know what was going on there.
Maybe Twitter's glitching. I missed something, but people were making it seem like dozens of Brewers people were like, F Ryan Sandberg, your team sucks and blows. And then it was like nothing. I don't know. It's weird. Like the
little strongman argument.
Yeah. Or I don't know where dead internet theory comes into play. I don't know. That's something that you guys are sneaky becoming conspiracy theory guys, by the way, in front of my eyes.
I'm not sure how sneaky it is.
I just watched a video that humans are not from this planet because we're the only mammal that burns from the sun. Our babies take way too long before they can, you know, be functional on their own. You got baby cubs and wolves, like, they're out hunting and gathering at 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reptiles, scales regenerate, and nobody else gets sunburn, just us.
Your offspring wasn't hunting and gathering at 6 months?
No, my offspring, a year and a half ago, disavowed Paw Patrol, and all of a sudden, this weekend, he loves Paw Patrol again.
Way to bring it back.
And I don't know, and the way he's talking about it is like he reverts back to a baby voice.
Whoa, really?
He's like, I love Wubbo.
Really?
I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, what? I love Paw Patrol. I'm like, what are you doing?
Is he being funny or did this just...
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, I guess he's your kid, so he's...
a piece of shit.
Not going to be great at interviews.
I think it's Dobbs. I just think it's Dobbs.
Sorry.
I'm gonna lean into that.
I mean, if you're right and Grock is wrong, I guess there's a chance that that's possible.
Never.
Don't you think that like what Bart said is true though? Like it's gonna be too inconsistent for Dobbs.
Maybe. The only reason I'd be concerned about Dobbs is if his brain is concussion prone now after two of them last year. That'd be the only thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, Grant, how much time did you spend on the helmet thing on a local show? Or maybe on local shows, you as the host and you as the producer.
Which helmet thing?
The Packers helmet. The throwback helmet look. God.
They're a throwback. Okay. Like it or don't. It's just a special thing you do once a year.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. Because
I'm trying to act
like 1923, like they're supposed to come up with something new. No, they all wore the same shit.
Yeah.
This franchise hasn't come up with anything new since... I don't know. I actually don't know the last time they came up with something new. To me, that's part of the appeal.
Oh, I know the last time they came something new, and they bailed on it from Backlash, G-Force.
Yeah, that's right.
What, G-Force is gone? This is an honest question.
G-Force done been gone.
So how long?
So me and Horvat were the only ones keeping it alive.
Well, I haven't been to the stadiums in, you know.
G-Force was done in the early teens.
Really?
They haven't welcomed to the tundra to feel the thunder in a long time.
What was it replaced with?
I don't know. Bill Jarts going, that's a Green Bay. First down. Like every other
team. That's a Green Bay.
Big Bill Jarts fan, by the way. Don't take that as slander.
But,
the tundra line is still kicking, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
I don't like when people lose their mind over jerseys. And you know what absolutely drives me bananas is when grown men, when I have to witness a 20-tweet thread of Zach Cruz and Peter Bukowski and Zach Zachobson argue about whether or not 22 is a good wide receiver number. Like, if he's good, 22 will be cool. And if he sucks, it doesn't matter what number he's wearing.
Zach Zachobson was the Horvat elite comment.
But it was a thing.
Like, he
started with like 80 and then he switched to 22 and I was like, oh, I hate this too. It's like, let's just watch him play football. And if he's good, we'll embrace whatever number they're with. You're a grown man. You file property taxes and you're,
I don't like when people bring back retired numbers. I get upset about that.
That is different.
Yeah. That's a real thing. That's a legitimate thing. Otherwise, why retire it? Why are we retiring numbers if we're just going to issue them again?
It all started with Ty Montgomery.
Well, it all started with a whisper. Paul.
What is that a quote of?
And that is when I kissed her.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it now. Do you want to play it so you can share your
Everybody talks, revenue? Paul.
Hey, Danny, won't you look my way? We can be
a hit.
Addiction.
A hit. That's a good song, by the way.
Who sings that?
Neon trees.
Let's keep it that way.
They're at Ashley for the Arts. Shut up, Paul. They're at Ashley for the Arts coming up in a few weeks.
Don't do that shit. They're where?
Ashley for the Arts. Darius Rucker, Brad Paisley, Neon Trees. What's the other? There's another goodie too. Can't remember.
Where's that?
Anybody coming up at the Steve?
Arcadia. I haven't checked the events calendar at the Steve. I can't get free tickets to go see things there. I wanted to go see Clint Black. I couldn't get tickets. Clint Black? What do we
like the rain?
Who is that?
It's a country singer, late 80s, early 90s. Very good, Paul. Very, 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 very good.
How much screaming?
None.
What is it with you? And do you need to feel pain when you listen to music?
It brings me great joy.
You know what song I had with a girl once? Check Yes or No.
What is
really?
That?
George Strait, right?
Do you love me? Oh, yeah, George Strait.
Check yes or no.
The king. I'm full-fledged back into country. Nothing hits my ears these days like a Tim McGraw song. Oh,
I guess, like, given the locations you've been weekending at, that makes sense.
Now's the time for it in the Wisconsin summer.
Does that song, is that the one with that really heavy breakdown on the bridge? That George Strait one? Gung, 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 gung. Ksh, ksh, gung, 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 gung.
It's not, there's no,
sorry, I'm in a mood.
There's no, yeah, I like it. I enjoy it, but I don't know how to play off of it because I'm not used to this, Paul. But yeah, I'm on, like, Romeo Dobbs
against Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all started with, yeah. Okay. All right. You have to keep going. I mandate.
We'll do one more.
Do Brewers. Would you?
Do you have a topic for us? What was your topic?
No, I want to save it. Cause it's more of a, one that
you gotta give us some meat to chew on.
The Brewers will win the Central.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Or
give me a trade deadline one.
Million if you're right, not if you're wrong. Grant, genuine question, and I'm gonna stay because I got it. If they trade it for Suarez,
yeah,
this is just a question from a curious fan. If they trade it for Suarez, legitimately, where does he? What happens to the defense? Like, what happens? Like, who goes where and what?
Well, Jory Ortiz goes to Nashville.
What? No, he wouldn't.
Okay.
Let me ask the guy who watches the Brewers.
He'd play third. I mean, Durbin's only playing half the time anyways. They don't like Durbin hitting, what is he, right-handed? He hits lefties very well. He doesn't hit
right-handed. They got that. Who's that one random fucking guy? Ziegler,
yeah.
What's his?
This is the problem, Paul, is everyone's like, well, if they get Suarez, where's he going to play? And then night after night, those same people complain. Why is Siegler playing?
Yeah, he's going to play fucking third.
Why is Monasterio playing? Why? You know, there's spots. There's plenty of
that. It's just that simple, though. Like, Durbin just becomes a backup then?
He already is. He's not a backup. Well, he's a part-time player.
He becomes his starting role is gone. Durbin's.
Yeah. You platoon. If you want Durbin and Suarez, you can put Suarez at the DH. And if William Contreras isn't catching, I don't need him in the lineup, because this is what's so funny. Contreras has been hitting like ass for 3 months and he DHs. Like, if he's not catching, which is the only thing he's currently good at, I don't need him in the game. Like, you know, well, we're not gonna let you catch, but we're gonna keep letting you do the thing that you've mostly sucked at for two. He doesn't have a home run since June 15th.
Grant, would you give up quite a bit of the farm for Suarez?
I don't think you'd have to.
What's that?
You'd give up some. If Arizona wants control of pitching, give him Henderson and I don't know, whatever prospects they want. Just keep Mate or Pratt. Everything else. This deadline's nice because there's not like a Keston Hira type untouchable figure. There's just a lot of solid guys. You can give them up.
What could we have gotten for him back in the day?
Manny Machado. And right now my feeling about the division is more like the Cubs might just not be as good as we thought they were. Like Kyle Tucker's been poor for over a month. And Seiya Suzuki and Michael Busch like were amazing in the first half and now they're just like not as good. Mm-hmm. And PCA's a stud, but he strikes out a ton. Like, I don't know. I watch the Cubs now, and I'm like, oh, maybe they were just white hot to begin the season, and they're not actually this terrifying offense. And they don't have any pitching. They have, like, three good pitchers, and Colin Ray is one of them. So yeah. I don't know. This, to me, might be more about the Cubs and what's going on with them than the actual Brewers. I think they've mostly been consistent throughout once they got their pitching healthy after the first month.
So, Million, if you're right, nothing. If they're wrong, Brewers win the Central?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At this point, mm-hmm, yeah. Bart. Unless Kyle Tucker starts playing like Kyle Tucker. You know what I mean? Like, I think this is who the Brewers are, and it's up to the Cubs to match that. And if they keep playing like this, they're not going to.
All right. Keep that going. Pretend that didn't just come to a natural end.
Sure.
Yeah, I can.
This is you, Paul.
Bye, guys.
Another segment out of that or whatever. See you. Paul Emig, ladies and gentlemen, a wrap on Jesus. I've been a goddamn job interview with him.
Yeah, he was kind of coming for you this week.
As Chuck would say, why are you coming at me? He's coming at me. We're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code's BARK, 25% off each and every order. Get your gummies, your tinctures, your lip balms, whatever way you'd like to get all this wonderful THC ingested into your pores. You can do it. I like to guzzle mine. Don't clip that. Seltzers. They got the 5 milligrams, 10, and the 25. Now, again, those usually work quicker than the gummies. The gummies are always, oh, this stuff doesn't work on me. And then it does. The seltzers are like, hey, everybody. Oh, there it is. So check it all out, happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Suarez got hit in the hand on Monday. Looks like he's okay. I don't know. Maybe, you know, every trade deadline, somebody gets like amplified because they're like the big piece. But I'm almost like, get Suarez. We're winning a lot. Don't get him. We're not. I really think the fate of this second half hinges on if we get this guy or not over here. But another problem is all of his old teams are in contention and they all want him back. So, like, the Mariners, Tigers, Reds, they all want him back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that he necessarily has a say. I mean, Diamondbacks are going to take the best package. But I think a lot of these guys do get moved. And who is the other team? The Twins. The Twins have a lot of guys that are, just like the Diamondbacks, they're free agents. So
a lot of people want Joe Ryan, but he's got some term. He's got this year and then I think either one more or two more.
There was one year where the Brewers weren't going to compete, and we had Blaine Boyer, who was a free agent at the end of the year. And I'm like, well, he's obviously getting traded for at least like somebody's 35th. They didn't trade him. They just figured out the year with Blaine Boyer. I thought that was such mismanagement. It's the little things.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
I mean, speaking of mismanagement, I've been screaming this week about how William Contreras broke a finger and the Brewers have allowed it to ruin two prime years of his career. Brandon Woodruff blows out his entire shoulder. They fix him up and he looks as good as he's ever looked. Not a problem. Debilitating shoulder injury that most pitchers never recover from. Not a problem. Brewers take care of that. That's not an issue. A fucking finger. They're like, I guess he'll play. And then Murphy's asked last night, like, is Contreras going through? And he's like, yeah. His broken finger, yeah, it gets hit and it hurts. And everyone's like, that's kind of the point, man. Like, you get it fixed in the offseason. It affected him all of last year. Now it's kind of tanked this season. Whatever.
What did you get into with the Emmanuel Clase stuff?
what specifically?
Yeah,
on gambling or on his role at the deadline? Because that a lot of teams were after him.
I think, like, first of all, you can bet on if it's going to be a ball or a strike,
which is dumb. But
and then you watch him pitch, and it's allegedly is doing a lot of work there.
But they're investigating like more members. I don't think it's done with these two.
Well, that's the thing. Once you've added all these over-unders and little micro things, he can justify him to himself, like, I'm not cheating the game. I'm going to throw a ball. I'm good enough. I had a 0.63 ERA last year. I'm a two-time reliever of the year. I'm a third in Cy Young voting. I can start a count down 1-0, make a quick 10 Gs, and no, like, it doesn't hurt the integrity of the game.
Yeah.
And I think what I keep saying is every time a story like this comes up, even the last guy, Ortiz, I go, okay, we're going to perceive this as now this is the last one. But it's going to keep happening. Sports gambling, these kind of things are going to happen where you're going to get so used to it, like, oh, a guy got suspended, that it's going to be akin to when you go out, I said two things. I said, when you get in your car, there's an assumption you could get in an accident, but you're taking that risk, but that's a part of it. And then also with baseball, when you buy a ticket to a game, there is the possibility that there's a rainout. It's part of the game. It's just a part of the thing that we accept. You can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start to accept this. And then the more that these little things become normal, if there's a bigger thing that happens, like somebody got hurt for real because they were threatened, or somebody, a team willingly tanked a game,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to feel as shocking because we've already built up our tolerance for this. It's a nice correlation to the world at large if you can't read between the lines. But the deeper
the
we
Princess
go,
Bride, you know, if you wanted to use a simpler analogy that, you know,
the deeper we go, the less once we start letting this should be shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Him throwing these pitches should be shocking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani was shocking. And then we're just like. Translator. This Guardians investigation is taking a long time compared to how quickly that one got resolved. That's correct. Just a fact.
Shohei Ohtani did it right in that if you're going to illegally bet on your sport, you should be good enough where your sport can't afford to kick you out.
Yeah.
Like he did do it. I honestly, you asked me what I said about it or what I've talked about. I've been more interested in this Jeff Passan story about Bryce Harper and Rob Manfred. You know, trading blows in the Phillies locker room, verbal blows, right? Where Bryce Harper said, you know, get the F out of our clubhouse if you're here to talk about a salary cap, blah, 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 blah. You know, that whole thing. I thought that story was, I'm kind of in on Rob Manfred. I think I kind of like the guy. It's been a good couple of years for baseball. I don't know. I think he's done a pretty good job.
I don't want to lose a year. I don't want my kid to lose a year. I lost a year. I quit on baseball for 4 years.
Yeah. And Bryce Harper's like, we'll lose 162 if that's what it takes. And Bryce Harper would probably be fine with that. I wonder about, you know, 80% of the players in the PA that aren't vested veterans with, you know, all these.
You know what I would do? I don't want to take the owner's side ever.
I will.
But if I was staring down the barrel of a lockout and I knew it was going to last for a year, I would be like, you know what? We're not going to lose a year. There are plenty of people who have toiled away in the minor leagues who are trying to salvage their career in independent baseball.
Oh, you want to get scab players?
Yeah, I would get, if I was an owner, I would immediately go to the scab option and say, okay, we may miss out on some of these guys from, you know, this generation of baseball, but we're going to start baseball anew with a salary cap. And eventually we'll build it right back up to where these guys are as good as they were. And if these guys want to come play, they can play. If they want to start their own fucking shit, good luck. But we're the New York Yankees. I don't care who's in these pinstripes. We're playing 162.
You know the Brewers are winning that World Series instantly, and no one's going to credit them for it. That's how that's going to go.
Absolutely.
Would we sell
somehow? Somehow they'll lose in seven to the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, and then I'll tell my kids about them one day and how great they were. And then we'll make a movie about them. Bring them back to the field.
My main thing with the 82, I always say that they blew a 3-2 lead. That part doesn't get brought up enough in the World Series. They had two chances to close it out. Couldn't do it. No, hashtag not my Brewers.
Raleigh Fingers was hurt too. They, you know, it's reasons not to relitigate that. But yeah, I'm more interested in the Rob Manfred of it all. I play those sound bites of him going on. Why do you think Rob Manfred's going on, pardon my take, in the Pat McAfee show? Talking about, you know, these smaller markets, they just want to feel like there's a chance. Like, what are you getting at here, Rob?
He's getting ahead of it.
I know he is. And I'm on his side. I'm not anti-union. I'm anti the MLBPA because it seems like any time that the owners or the league wants to advance or do something or make a change, the players, they just want to be all stubborn, not doing it.
But then they agree to changes, and then they're like, hey, we don't like this second apron thing. Yeah, well, I mean, you agreed to it.
Same with the NFL players.
Because you didn't want to get tested for weed.
I wonder if that's a worthwhile trade-off to a lot of the players. Probably is.
Well, and then, you know, now everyone's smoking. Or going to happyplacehemp.com. I mean,
it's a lot easier.
Right through the mail. They send it out right away. All right. Well, I'm going to jump on trade deadline, I think, live for like a half hour because I got to pick up my kid. That'll be Thursday. You'll be on the air. I'll be competing.
You're going up against me? How dare you? Serious right now?
I am next week for real, filling in for Gelby.
I'm actually really excited about my show tonight. Talking about Mizrowski's start. Saw it coming a mile away. I didn't think the Brewers were going to come back and win, but I had foreseen the exact route that his night was going to take.
Oh, he got nervous.
24/7 Sports, live in Platteville to break down the start of Badgers camp, and Mike Clemens to talk about the latest from Green Bay, including Rashid Walker being yelled at by Matt LaFleur, and Marshawn Lloyd getting hurt again, which a lot of Packers fans want to blame on Nate Hobbs, which I think is ridiculous. We want to get tougher. We want to get meaner, and then the first guy who comes in here, everyone gets mad at him.
I still think Matt LaFleur yelling is like a kid learning a swear word for the first time.
I talk about this a lot. I feel like a lot of Packers fans are like, oh yeah, little Matt. That's what Rob Reichel calls him, little Matt. You know, quiet. And then go in the locker room and say shit to that guy. See how it works out. You know what I mean? Like, I think people's approach.
Little Matt LaFleur.
Little Matt, they call him.
Have
you talked about the Sidney Sweeney situation? I think this is the most ridiculous story that's hit the internet in years. I can't believe it's still going. You talk about the squeaky wheel getting the grease on the internet. This is insane.
I didn't look at it as anything other than people find her very attractive, and that's what they meant.
Of course it's what they meant.
Sexy Sydney!
Good show. I hope this satisfied what Paul needed.
Pocket protector, Paul! All right. Goodbye. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.